News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. And with Easter upon us, that means it's Blue Bunny time again.
It is. Easter is coming up this weekend. So our Bryan Police Department's Chaplain Corps is going to have its annual Blue Bunny this Saturday, the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's going to be at the SFA Middle School football field, which is at 801 South Ennis. And the football field is right off of Coulter Drive. And the Easter egg hunt is split up into three different age groups, 0 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. And one child from each one of those groups might even be lucky enough to win a bike. So bring the kids out. It's a special event. If they want to check out a police car or a fire truck, they can come out an hour before the event at 9 a.m. to check those out and then participate in the Easter egg hunt from 10 to 11 this Saturday.
The Easter holiday also means more traffic thanks to more activities taking place.
Right. Because this is Easter weekend, you know, there's going to be a lot of families having get-togethers out in their yard or Easter egg hunts. And those kids are running around, and they're not paying attention to traffic. So we're asking that people, when they drive through those neighborhoods, to slow down and pay attention and make sure that they put those cell phones down. Because this month just happens to be Distracted Driver Month. And we're just trying to increase people's awareness that distracted driving can increase the number of accidents. So we encourage you to stop using your cell phones while driving. Just because an auto manufacturer puts in some kind of Bluetooth or hands-free device on your car doesn't necessarily make it safe. We still find that if it's hands-free, it doesn't mean it's risk-free, that people are still getting in accidents because they're focused on that conversation at hand rather than the traffic or what's going on around them. So for more information on that, you can go to nsc.org, click on the Safety on the Road tab at the top of the page, and you can get all the information you need.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, last Friday there was a gunshot incident at the King Mart convenience store on MLK, and a suspect was identified earlier in the week. And what's the status of that?
He is still at large, as the last time I checked. But we do have a warrant on a DeQuandrance Quandre Bell. I'm sure I butchered that. He's age 17. He now has an aggravated assault warrant with a deadly weapon. So if anyone knows his whereabouts, we're encouraging them to call local law enforcement or call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
And then wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 3100 block of Clark's Lane, which is 30 miles per hour near Tabor Road, and the 3100 block of Woodville, which is also 30 miles per hour near Old Hearn.
And that's our update this week with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.